to all.
I'm glad to be here and I'm really proud to be one of the participants in this tech conference. I thanks to River Valley for their hospitality and providing nice environment and good arrangements, especially. We know that this is a very difficult job and the River Valley did it really well. So once again, thanks to the River Valley management for that great work. Now, the CSSML, Cascading Child Sheet Markup Language, is an XML model of CSS3. The core concept of this CSSML is, CSS is a flat and non-XML format. Instead, we are going to introduce an XML version of CSS with more advanced features than CSS, which is helpful for us to create style sheet and LaTeX style file and class file as well for typesetting. So I hope this is useful for tech users. Here we go in detail. As you know, HTML5 and CSS3 are a popular language of choice for web development. However, HTML and CSS are prone to errors and difficult to port. The reason is CSS is a flat, it's not kind of XMLized version. So it's difficult to transform from one application to another application. So we propose an XML version of CSS that can be used as a standard for creating style sheet and template across different platforms like web application and tech pagination system. So ZLaTeX and Tech XML are some of examples of XML that are close in spread to tech that can be benefit from such an approach. Modern tech systems like ZTech and LuaTeX use simplified font spec macros to create style sheet and templates. We are using XSLT mapping from that CSSML to XML style sheet language and font spec based tech templates and also for CSS3. We also provide user friendly interface to create and such an XML style sheet. The reason is the CSSML is not like simple as CSS because the CSSML contains more XML tags, wrapping tags. So it's difficult to user keying the XML element manually. So we are introducing a new user interface which will create automatically the CSSML file in backend. Style pattern comparison with OpenOffice and CSS. Nowadays, the most of the modern applications have implemented an XML package format that includes an XML implementation of style sheet, like InDesign has its own IDML, InDesign Markup Language, this kind of XML package. The same way MS Word has its own OOXML format. This is also another ISO standard. When you compare with IDML and OOXML, both are ISO standard, but it's not consistent version. So both are different. As they say, ironically, the nice thing about the standard is that there are plenty of them to choose from. So however, instead of creating one more non-standard format for CSS XML, we will be looking to see how we can operate closely with current standards. So we choose CSS standard for our CSS ML. Below is a sample code derived from the OpenOffice document. Here you can see the OpenOffice XML style pattern. There are plenty of attributes are introduced in this style. Actually, this the whole page is for creating a simple paragraph style, right? So it's quite difficult. So we don't want to analyze further. So we move into that CSS equivalent CSS style pattern. This is the equivalent style pattern. Here you can see the all the informations are defined neatly, and the user can easily identify the style elements, right? So when you compare the above two style coding, that means that OOXML and the CSS style sheet, it's simple and straightforward without any complex namespaces and additional attributes and other details which are not mandatory to form a paragraph or any character style. So main advantages of that CSS style pattern is CSS makes it very easy to change the style of your document because it's a flat and straightforward language. The next one is the useful feature of CSS is that the entire style and the layout are abstracted out of the HTML. It's not embedded within that HTML. It's a separate document. So that HTML has only the content and not the style aspect. The advantage of this feature is you can create the different style sheet for that single content. So it can be useful for different media like that printer and PDA. CSS is considered as a clean coding technique, which means that search engines won't have to struggle to read its content. Also, some disadvantages also is in CSS. The main disadvantage is, while new additions to CSS3 provide stronger, more robust feature set for layout, CSS still had opted a style language for creating fonts, colors, borders, etc., and not a complete layout language, for example, to placing the float in float positions and huge block width positions, sizing, margins, etc. Introducing the cascading style sheet markup language. SAS is a short form of syntactically awesome style sheet. The SAS is a meta language on top of that CSS that is used to describe the style of a document cleanly and structurally with more power than flat CSS. SAS provides a simpler and more elegant syntax, and it contains various useful creating manageable style sheet. It also, the main advantage, the main difference between CSS and SAS is SAS handle that nesting rules and common variables, etc. Is it not possible in flat CSS? So anyway, SAS is not an XML model, and we can't validate using any XML validator like DDD or schema. So we have introduced a cascading style sheet markup language, an XML version of CSS that can be used as a standard for creating style sheet and templates across different platforms and pagination systems. It is also an extension of CSS3 like SAS, and the main advantage is that we can validate that CSSML using any XML validator like DDD or SAS. Definition of CSSML. That cascading style sheet markup language contains the style format details in a well-structured XML format. The style names used in CSSML are similar to CSS. We are not going to introduce any new element for CSSML. We are using the same style pattern which is used in that CSS. So user who are used in CSS, they can easily adapt within that CSSML language. The below example explains the difference between that flat CSS and CSML style coding. The first one is that CSS format. The font family is the one of the style name, and we used Adobe CSS for Pro Bold to assign that for font family. The equivalent CSSML format is the font, the information, the font name wrapped with the XML tagging. But you can see that we are using the same style pattern in CSS and also in CSSML. The advantage of CSSML tag pattern is that we can validate the CSSML document using XML schema or XML DDD, which is not possible in CSS, as I said earlier. We can write our own XML schema or DDD to validate the CSSML document as described below. We can validate the CSSML based on that hierarchy level, the same way that elements and attributes that may be included and are permitted in the same structure. The structure as specified by a regular expression syntax. The character data is to be interpreted, example, the number, a date, etc. However, creating the CSSML document is not as simple as creating CSS, because the CSS is just a flat XML, so non-XML, so user can easily type in the syntax directly. But CSSML is not like that. We need to tag as XML way of coding so that to avoid such difficulties, we have provided a user interface to create CSSML automatically with appropriate XML element. Here is a sample UI. This is based on web, this kind of web application. So user need to enter the details in this web application. Once they enter the style information, it will automatically stored in a database. So the database will automatically convert it into the required CSSML format. Actually, we are also handling the namespaces within that CSSML coding. Here you can see the various namespaces are declared here. Here that HTML and text, these are all the namespaces we have integrated within that CSSML coding. Similarly, the equivalent XML coding also listed here. The only difference between CSSML and the CSS3 coding is, here we can declare that namespace separator is colon, HTTP colon P. But in CSS equivalent CSS3 coding is HTML vertical bar and P. The reason is the colon is already defined for to search that element in that CSS. So that the only difference between CSSML coding CSS3 is we have used a vertical bar to separate the namespaces. That's the only difference between CSSML and CSS3. Here are the some sample CSSML coding. Here you can see the, all the informations are wrapped with the XML tagging. Font size, font style, font variant, font weight. So all these elements are equivalent to CSS style name. We have not introduced any new one for that CSSML coding. Now CSSML to CSS3 conversion. CSSML provides a more elegant syntax for CSS and implement various features that are useful for creating style sheet and LaTeX templates. CSS also allow us to use formatting nesting rules like in SAS, inline imports, etc. XSLT is used to transform the CSSML XML to CSS format or LaTeX class file or style file with the use of FontSpec package. Here are the some of the sample formatting. Actually, this is the paragraph style information. That here is that equivalent CSS3 coding. So we are using XSLT for mapping from CSS ML coding to CSS3 coding. The next one is nesting. CSS3 does not support that nesting format because it's just a flat language. So CSS3 not supporting that nesting language, but in CSSML we have integrated that nesting language. For example, here you can see the section 1 is the root element. Inside that style information is the main style format. Inside that section label and section titles. But in CSS3 we can't do nesting within that section 1. The format is the section 1 is the primary style definition. Again, section 1 greater than section label is the secondary style pattern. Section 1 greater than section title is the third one. So we need to manage both the version in that XSLT. Here is a sum of the XPath we used to map from CSS selectors to XPath pattern. This is not a complete set of list. I just listed few samples for better understanding, right? H1 space P, XPath pattern is H1 double slash P. That matches any P element that is a descendant of an H1 element. The same way H1, the same way H1 greater than P, that matches P element that is a child of an element H1. The same way the remaining things are the same, similar to the XPath we have used in that XSLT within our converter. CSSML to TIC, font spec conversion. We are using the font spec package for font definition. The font spec package allows users to ZTEC or LuaTeX to load open type fonts in LaTeX document. No font installation is necessary, and font features can be selected and used as a desired throughout the document. ZTEC and LuaTeX also allow fonts to be loaded by file name instead of the font name. When you have a very large collection of fonts, you will sometimes not wish to have them all installed in your system font directories. We can store it all the fonts in a server base, so whenever the compiling stage, that system will collect the fonts from the server. Here are the some of the font declaration within that CSSML. You can see, you can declare that font family like this, font family, font style 1, font style 2, font style 3. That equivalent font spec tech declaration is listed here. The same way paragraph style, section handling. Now I'm going to show a short demo how we are going to convert that CSSML to tech and CSSML to HTML CSS format. Here you can see in this folder there is no any style file available. The CSSML, XML, and one XSLT file is there. Now I'm going to execute this batch. Now the tool will, that XSL will run over that CSSML, XML, and create a style file automatically. Now you can see that style file is ready. Now I'm going to open this tech file. Actually, here you can see we have called that output style within that tech file. Now I'm going to compile using zlatex. It's a simple three-page document. Now I'm going to change the CSS XML and again rerun that zlatex so you can see the difference. This is a complete CSSML package. Actually here we have declared that number of column is 2. Instead I'm going to change it to 1. I have to rerun the batch file again to create the style file, to update the style file. I'm going to compile the document. Here you can see that single column. So the conclusion is we can use the CSSML is the common version we can use for different media like web application and tech and other typesetting application. Actually this is it's not a complete version, it's under still under development. I just call our, this is actually teamwork, I just call my team members Magalashmi and L. Ganeshan. Just a moment. Actually, L. Ganeshan is our tech expert, and Magalashmi is handling all the XSLT related development. So it's actually ongoing development. We just started this development, so we are interested to share this with your guys. And we expect your feedbacks and comments are most welcome to improve this project. Thanks.
Well, we have plenty of time for questions now.
Sorry? What is PDA? Personalized Digital Assistant.
How is it?
Sorry?
How is it?
No, as I said earlier, that CSSML is a common pattern. So we can use that CSSML for different applications like web application and PDA and LaTeX. Even we can use this CSSML for in future for InDesign and 3B2 also.
Mobiles. No, you have things like mobile and other things. So nowadays, the web hosting systems, they are aware of what thing you're using, and it picks up that particular style sheet.
Is it possible to use this this ML, CSS ML, to HTML in the form of just like XML
sure.
In terms of XSL?
Yeah, we can use
is it
that because we are using XSLT for
because
mapping,
you
so
told that we are depending on conversion for CSS, no?
Sorry?
CSS ML to CSS, there is a conversion, no?
No. Actually, CSS is one of the application we can choose here.
Okay.
So as I said earlier, CSS1 is one of the option, and the tech style file is one of the options. The same way we can choose HTML or 3v2 style file or InDesign style file. We can derive it from whatever you require, you can derive it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.